的教训。
The doctrine of original sin is the doctrine that we have sin in us, we have a sinful nature, and therefore have to sin because we inherited that sinful nature from Adam.
原罪的教训就是我们有这个罪的本身, 因为我们就是从亚当那边把这个罪传下来。
So in other words, original sin means inherited sin.
原罪就是传下来的罪。
Now think of it for a moment. I won't go into the details of the theology.
大家可以想想，我不想讲这个神学的细节。
If the reason I sin,
如果我犯罪的原因,
and the reason I'm guilty of sin,
我有这个内疚，因为犯罪。
In other words, God not only transfers the sin to me according to this doctrine, but the guilt as well.
就说不仅
really guilty, it was Adam who sinned. So why should I be repenting for what Adam did?
所以我就没必要内疚，因为我的罪从亚当来，我就没罪了。
In other words, repentance is would be for somebody else's sin, namely my祖宗, you know, my forefather Adam.
所以这悔改就是不是我的问题，是我的祖宗的问题。
Little wonder when I recently read a book on original sin, they couldn't quite figure out what we are supposed to repent of.
所以我最近读了一本书讲到原罪，我不知道我们要悔改什么。
It's pretty ridiculous if I come to the Lord and I say, Lord, I'm so sorry because Adam sinned.
所以我说大主面前，我说对不起主，因为亚当犯罪了。
So what has it got to do with me? Well, I inherited. If I inherited, how can I repent of it?
那么，我是这个罪是传下来的，那我就没错了。
And some theologians of this persuasion say that, you know, 原罪, the original sin is like you get a disease, like you inherited HIV, you know, from your father or mother.
好像这个原罪是遗传，就是好像这个HIV这个艾滋病传下来。
So if you got it from your father or mother, what's there for you to repent of? You should feel very sorry for yourself.
如果你是从这个父母遗传下来，那么你就没有什么觉得没什么好遗憾的。
Now very close to this is the notion that sin is really a disease, a sickness.
你觉得罪是一种疾病。
In other words, if sin is a sickness, well, you don't repent because you're sick, are you? I got a sore throat today. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I have this sore throat. I really offended you because I got the sore throat. And you say, well, what's with you? You're talking complete nonsense, aren't you?
如果罪是一种疾病，就好像你嗓子有问题，你说那有什么要悔改的呢？
Once we treat sin as a disease, we remove the importance of repentance. That is something you need to know.
如果我们把罪认为是一种疾病的话，我们就没有强调这个悔改的重要。
When sin is treated as an inner sickness, then what you need is an inner healing.
如果你把罪认为是一种心理的疾病，你需要这个里面的医治。
You don't have to repent, you have to be healed.
你不要悔改，但是你要得到医治。
Somebody got cancer. He is the victim of cancer. He did not do cancer. He did not commit cancer. He was the victim of that disease. Something happened to him.
如果一个人得了癌症，他是这个疾病的受害者，但是他没有去做什么，而放了这个癌症。
Now, if a person gets sick, he is the object of pity.
如果一个人得了疾病，他是要被怜悯的。
You don't say you need to repent. Of course you say, I'm so sorry for you. I have to comfort you, encourage you.
你不会对他说你要悔改，我要安慰他。
Now sin can have sickness as a consequence.
罪可以就是好像这个疾病一样有这个后果。
对, 病可能是罪的一个后果。 但 不是罪, that means sin is not sickness, and sickness is not sin.
就是那个生病不是犯罪。
So now we can see the important factor. Once we talk about inner healing, we have destroyed the biblical foundation of talking about repentance. You don't need repentance. You don't need forgiveness. You need healing.
我们只讲疾病的话，就觉得好像没必要悔改，这是我们需要医治。
Now you can see that all kinds of things go on that reduce the importance of repentance.
就所以 这些事情发生了 就没有讲到这个悔改的重要。
And the result is there is no living relationship with God.
这个结果就是与神没有这活的关系。
I hope you understand why it is so difficult to repent. By now you can see there are so many reasons that block us from repenting.
所以我们发现这个悔改很困难，就许多事情是阻挡我们去悔改。
Now inner healing, for example, is something that came from psychology.
那个心理的医治是从心理学角度来看的。
In other words, we no longer treat sin as a breaking of the relationship with God. We treat it as an emotional disturbance.
就没有觉得这个罪是影响与神的关系，觉得是一种感情方面的原因。
And yet, this kind of teaching is very common in Western Christianity today.
在西方的教会，就是这种教训是很流行的。
One can say it's almost a predominant notion, especially among the charismatic churches. They all talk about inner healing.
特别是在这个灵恩派，他们这个教训是很流行的。
So what happens here is that we lose the deep understanding of the importance of repentance.
我们就是失去了这个悔改的这个重要。
Our time is fast going. But there is another teaching in the charismatic churches that does the same kind of thing.
在这个灵恩派这个教会，他们有另外一个教训。
And that is to treat every kind of negative emotion as a demon. That is to say, it's not a sin, but a demon.
他们觉得那种消极的态度都是魔鬼，不是魔鬼。
That means to say, if you are angry, it's because you have the demon of anger.
如果你发怒了，是因为你这个有着发怒的魔鬼。
If you are depressed or discouraged, you have the evil spirit of depression.
你如果觉得消沉，是你有这个因为邪灵的使你消沉。
And if you have hatred, it's because you're possessed by some evil spirit of hatred.
如果你仇恨的话，你被这个邪灵，这个仇恨的邪灵控制了。
So you don't need to repent. What you need is to be exorcised. That is, have somebody like Joel come along and tell the evil spirit to get out and throw out, you know, of you, and then you're free.
所以你不要悔改，你只要就是像主要这样大力士过来把这个邪灵赶走了。
Oh, you solve all the problems. All you need to have is Joel. You don't need repentance.
所以你所需要的是主要，所以不要悔改。
You see how dangerous these teachings are?
大家有没有发现这种教训是非常危险的。
And in the end, you have a church that has no communion with God.
就是一个教会就是跟神没有交通。
So you don't have to accept responsibility for hating people. It's not your fault. It's because some demon somehow got into you.
所以你对人仇恨就没有责任了，因为就魔鬼邪灵进到你的身里面。
So all you need is to have somebody nearby to keep throwing out the devil every time you get angry.
所以你需要旁边人把这个邪灵赶走。
You have to make sure that you have Joel with you all the time.
所以你要肯定，我要一直在你旁边。
Otherwise, you could be in trouble all the time.
所以你就一直就都有问题。
Now, this may sound funny to us, but I'm speaking the truth. I'm not joking at all.
你可能觉得这个很好笑，但是我是说真话。
You go to a charismatic meeting, and what does the man in front do? He's throwing out spirits all the time.
所以你到了灵恩派教会，他一直把这个灵赶走。
You wonder that I never realized there's so many spirits around.
我没发现有这么多灵在旁边。
Well, I also believe in evil spirits. I know that they are there.
我也相信这个有邪灵，我知道他们在那里。
I am not denying the existence of evil spirits.
我不否认这个邪灵的存在。
But to blame everything on evil spirits and not on yourself is another matter.
所以把这责任说是邪灵而不是你自己，这不是这个问题的所在。
Let me tell you this: if you habitually live in sin and don't repent,
如果你真的活在罪里面不悔改的话。
You could be possessed by an evil spirit.
你可能会被邪灵所，就是会被这个邪灵所附。
Yeah, this can happen.
这可能会发生。
But we cannot go to the other extreme and say everything I do is all because of evil spirits, so I don't have to accept responsibility.
你说我所做的都是因为邪灵，所以我没有任何责任。
So I hope you begin to understand the difficulty of entering into a living relationship with God.
所以我想大家明白那个与神有这个关系。
The difficulty in summary is this.
这个困难在这里。
Part of the difficulty is with us because we don't really want to repent.
我们的一个困难就在我们本身，因为我们不愿意悔改。
And we justify our not wanting to repent because we don't think we did anything that bad.
我们就是不悔改，我们有这个借口，我们因为没有做任何错的事情。
How many times when you talk with two people and you know, having problems with each other, it's the one says, oh, it's all because of him. And you talk to this one, it's all because of that one. Nobody needs to repent because it's always the other person's fault.
所以讲到两个人关系有问题都是说哇是他的错不是我的错。
I have many times had to work to reconcile people, and I can tell you it's almost an impossible job.
所以我总是要使人和好，所以这是不可能的工作。
It's always the other person at fault.
都是另外那个人有问题。
And when they run out of ideas as to who else is at fault,
所以他们就是发现去寻找谁的问题。
Then it's me.
这是我的问题。
Oh, why? Of course, it's your fault.
我这应该是你的问题。
I mean, you are the overseer of the church.
你是这个教会的监督。
So everything wrong in the church is because of you. You are the one.
所以教会里面有问题就是因为你。
Oh, I'm very familiar with that one already.
我对这个事情很熟悉。
Of course, if I was not the one, you know who else would be?
如果我不是，那是谁呢？
If they can't blame me, in the end, they blame God.
如果他们不能谴责我，他们就谴责神。
Nothing unusual about that. I've heard people blaming God. It's all because of God's problem.
他们有的人就是责备神，因为神的问题。
We live in this messy world, why? Because that's God is not running this world properly.
我们住在这个很糟糕的世界，因为神没有做好。
Oh, I've heard that literally with my own ears.
是我是亲耳听到的。
So if you can blame God, I'm only a small peanut. You can blame me anytime.
如果你谴责神，那我是个很小的花生。
It's better to blame me. 翻译的好。
我是芝麻。
芝麻，你说。That takes us to another reason why we don't repent.
所以我们就是另外一个原因，就是我们为什么不悔改？
Because of critical spirit.
因为有这个批评的灵。
We are always blaming somebody else.
我们总是指责别人。
Every mess is not my fault. It's because of this brother, that sister, this leader, and maybe in the end, God himself.
那个事情都不是我的错，可能是这个弟兄、这个姐妹、那个领导，甚至是神。
I'm sure you're very familiar with that. We practice that all the time, don't we?
我想大家这个很明白这点，我们一直都是这么做的。
When we have tension with our husband or wife, was it ever your fault? Of course not.
如果这个夫妻之间有这个紧张的话，都是你的问题。
It's because my husband, this guy, he's too slow, he's too this, he's too that, he's too wrong in everything.
我的丈夫他太慢了，这个问题那个问题。
And as for my wife, well, it's the same problem. You know,
我的妻子同样的问题。
She's not capable enough, or she's too fast, or she's too slow. Nothing is ever exactly right.
她不能干，她也太快了，所以任何事情都是错的。
In the end, what is there for you to repent of? Well, frankly, nothing, because you're the best person in the world.
那么你为什么要悔改？你是世界上最好的人，就没必要悔改了。
You see the problem?
大家也没看到这个问题。
How you can have a relationship with God?
你怎么样与神有关系呢？
So I said at the beginning, John Song.
所以我讲到一开始这个颂赞节。
He is so greatly used of God, surely he's nothing to repent of.
他被神大大使用，那么他没必要悔改。
But that's the mistake.
这是错误。
He is so greatly used of God precisely because he is repenting all the time.
他被神大大使用，因为他一直在悔改。
You know, when something happened to a co-worker of his who was injured,
如果一个同工他受伤了。
He went before God and said, I'm sorry, it's because of my sin that he got injured.
然后他神面前认罪，因为他就是受伤了。
I was reading his diary and I was trying to understand, how can this person being injured has anything to do with you?
我看到那个人受伤为什么跟你有关系呢？
His feeling is he had not prayed for this brother as he should have, therefore he got injured.
所以因为他没有为这个弟兄祷告，所以他受伤了。
He accepts the responsibility for everything. He don't pass the responsibility. He doesn't say, you deserve that because you are so clumsy.
他就是接受自己这个责任，他就说，哇，你值得受伤，因为你自己没有问题。
Now when I read that, I said, Lord, I can't even understand his thinking.
我就读这个，我就不知道他这个思想。
He wants to accept responsibility for somebody else's hurt.
他要因为别人受伤了，所以他要觉得这个是他的责任。
When a certain missionary criticized him,
当一个传教士批评他
very rude way,
一个很粗鲁的方式
and said to him, your old self hasn't died.
他说你的老我还没死。
She is talking to somebody through whom hundreds of thousands of people turn to the Lord. That's how arrogant that person could be.
就是一个人，就是他是成千上万人信主，你跟这个人说话，你想想他多狂妄。
This foreign missionary should have asked how many people came to the Lord through me and how many through him.
这个传外国传教士他没想想他通过他有多少人信主。
And she could have been a bit more humble after that.
她可能会以后会更谦卑。
But she goes to John Song and says, "Your old self hasn't died."
她跟那宋先生说，你的老我还没死。
And what was John Song's response?
那么宋先生的回应是什么呢？
He said, "Then please pray for me."
说请你为我祷告。
Stunning. He didn't say, "Who are you to speak to me?"
他说你是谁能够跟我这么说？
Look at my performance record and look at your performance record and see whose old self didn't die.
看看你的表现，看看我的表现的记录。你说我老我还没死。
The whole country knows me, John Song. Does anybody know who you are?
整个国家人都知道我宋长杰，你有人知道你吗？
His response was nothing. He said, "Then please pray for me."
但是他没说什么，他说你请你为我祷告。
What a man of God!
这是一个怎么样一个神人？
Here is a man who is in constant communion with God. Now you can see why.
这是一个人，他常常与神交通，这是为什么？
I have to close.
我要结束。
And you may have one. I may just you may have one last question here.
你可能有最后一个问题。
If you're all the time repenting, you must be a very sad and sorrowful person. All the time think, "Sorry, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord." But what kind of a Christian life is this?
如果你一直在悔改说很对不起主，对不起，那么就很忧伤，怎么样子？是怎么样一个基督徒生命呢？
Ah, you would see John Song all the time with a long face going around like this.
你如果看见宋先生总是一个长脸，然后走来走去。
Strangely enough, when you look at him and all these pictures, and he's all very happy and smiling.
你发现宋先生他看到下面，他总是在微笑。
You say, "I don't understand this."
你说我不明白这一点。
You see, I will mention only Isaiah 66 and verse 2.
我想跟大家讲那个以赛亚书六十六章第二节。
You don't have to turn to now unless you want to.
大家没必要打开，如果你不想要的话。
But this verse says,
这个经文讲到，
it talks about God being close to those who are of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit.
这里讲到就是神与那些痛悔谦卑的人总是在一起。
Notice, broken heart is not talking about inner hurt.
这个痛悔谦卑不是讲到里面的伤害。
It's not talking about broken heart that needs healing.
不是讲到这个破碎的心灵需要医治。
Broken heart here means a contrite spirit, a repenting spirit.
痛悔谦卑的人就是一个悔改的灵。
And so this term used several times in several of the passages in scripture here.
所以这个术语在经里面有好几个地方出现。
And you will find in many of these passages it says, "I live with, I dwell with."Those who are of a broken heart, a contrite spirit.
就是我与那些痛悔谦卑的人 的人同住。
Strangely enough, people want to be healed of a broken heart. That's exactly what Isaiah doesn't want to happen to him. He wants to keep broken hearted so that God can live with him.
有的人就是想这个破碎心里得到医治，但是他要保持这个痛悔谦卑心，所以神与他能够与他同在。
There is a secret.God says, "I live with that kind of person."
这是就是秘诀，就是神与这样的人就同住。
Now, to understand how this works will take too much time, but I will just hint on it.
要明白这样是怎么工作的，就是我想讲几点。
There is a spiritual principle that comes into operation when you are in communion with God.
当与神交通的时候，有几个属灵的原则。
But only if you are in communion with God.
只有当与神有交通的时候。
And that is the principle of reversal. Everything switches around.
这就是这个。这个倒转的原则。
That's right. Everything switches around, it becomes its opposite.
就是倒转过来，所以变成就相反的。
Blessed are those who mourn. If you mourn, you'll be comforted.
就是痛悔的人有福了，因为你会得到安慰。
But if you live in comfort, you'll switch around and you'll be mourning.
如果你住在很舒服，你会就是忧伤。
In John 9:39-41, for example, the Lord says to the Pharisees,Because you see, therefore you are blind.
所以主耶稣对法利赛人说，因为你说你能够看到，所以你是瞎眼的。
But if you were blind, you would be able to see if you are willing to confess or repent of your blindness.
如果你觉得你是瞎眼的，你看到自己的罪，你就会去悔改。
In 1 Corinthians 10:12, the apostle says to the Corinthians, "When you think you stand, that's when you fall."
哥林多前书十章十二节，保罗讲到，如果你觉得你站得稳，那么这时候你就会跌倒。
When you think you're righteous, that's when you're unrighteous.
如果你觉得你是公义的话，这时候你是不公义。
But when you acknowledge you're unrighteous, that's when you're righteous.
你当你看到你自己的不公义，这时候你就公义了。
That you'll see in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. That is the whole point of that parable.
你看到这个，法利赛人和罪人的这个祷告里面，这是这个整个祷告的内容。
When you think you're rich, that's when you're poor.
你如果觉得你很富有，这是你很贫穷的时候。
That's what you see in Revelation 3:17.
这是启示录这个三章十六节。
But when you confess your poverty, that's when you're rich.
当你承认你的贫穷，这时候你就富有了。
When you think you live, that's when you die.
你如果你觉得活着，你这时候要死。
When you think you're wise, that's when you're a fool.
你如果你觉得很聪明，这时候你是个很愚蠢的。
When you acknowledge your foolishness, you become wise.
如果你接受你自己的愚蠢，这时候你就聪明了。
And there you see this principle. When you live in a broken-hearted spirit, it says, then God will revive you. He will pour His life into you, and you are full of joy.
当你有痛悔谦卑的灵的话，神就会住在里面，你就会充满喜乐。
You see, this is not a principle of logic.
这不是一个这个逻辑的原则。
It is a principle of the spiritual life.
这是个属灵生命的原则。
It is a revolution.
这是一个这个革命，那不是
革命性的原则。
革命性。
Everything turns around. Everything changes upside down. It is the wonder of the spiritual life. Therefore,
属灵生命的奇妙。
Therefore, as you think you are living.In sorrow, in broken heart, repenting all the time, that man is full of joy. That is the mystery of it all.
你发现，如果一个人就是活在这个痛苦千百年，但是他充满，总是充满喜乐。
Let us close in prayer.
那我们就随便祷告来结束。